change up the order of worship. Light candles whenever we can.
Arise, shine, your light has come. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Most holy God, the earth is filled with your glory, and before you, angels and saints stand in awe. Enlarge our vision to see your power at work in the world, and by your grace, make us heralds of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
You may be seated. All right.
Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and the black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
The first reading is from Isaiah. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lofty, and the hem of his robe filled the temple. Seraphs were in attendance above him. Each had six wings. With two they covered their faces, and with two they covered their feet, and with two they flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." The pivots on the thresholds shook at the voices of those who called, and the house filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me, I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphs flew to me, holding a live coal that had been taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. The seraph touched my mouth with it and said, "Now that this has touched your lips, your guilt has departed and your sin is blotted out." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I, send me." And he said, "Go and say to this people, keep listening, but do not comprehend. Keep looking, but do not understand. Make the mind of this people dull, stop their ears, and shut their eyes, so that they may not look with their eyes, and listen with their ears, and comprehend with their minds, and turn and be healed." Then I said, "How long, Lord?" And he said, "Until cities lie waste without inhabitant, and houses without people, and the land is utterly desolate. Until the Lord sends everyone far away, and vast is the emptiness in the midst of the land. Even if a tenth part remain in it, it will be burned again, like a terebinth or an oak, whose stump remains standing when it is felled. The holy seed is its stump." The word of God, the word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray Psalm 138 responsively. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods, I will sing your praise.
I will bow down before your holy temple and praise your name, because of your steadfast love and faithfulness. For you have glorified your name and your word above all things.
When I called, you answered me. You increased my strength within me.
All the rulers of the earth will praise you, O Lord, when they have heard the words of your mouth.
They will sing the ways of the Lord, that great is the glory of the Lord.
The Lord is high, yet cares for the lowly, perceiving the haughty from afar.
Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you keep me safe. You stretch forth your hand against the fury of my enemies. Your right hand shall save me.
You will make good your purpose for me. O Lord, your steadfast love endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The second reading is from 1 Corinthians. Now I would remind you, brothers and sisters, of the good news that I proclaimed to you. which you in turn received, in which you also stand, through which also you are being saved if you hold firmly to the message that I proclaim to you, unless you have come to believe in vain. For I handed on to you as of first importance what I in turn had received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas and then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he also appeared to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unfit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace toward me has not been in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we proclaim, and so you have come to believe. Word of God, word of life.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Once, while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked to be put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long, but have caught nothing. But yet, if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Last Thursday night, I was treated to a ticket to see a filmed production of one of the America's greatest storytellers, Garrison Keillor. So I went to the theater and saw the production of The Prairie Home Companion. It was a fun show, and I think that there were lots of Midwestern Lutheran people of Norwegian descent in the audience, because they really laughed at all of the fun that he was poking at those groups of people. I really liked the skits, but I more especially liked the music. And I must have been in the back of my mind, even during this comedy show, I must have been thinking about the scripture and for today and the sermon, because one of the lines in the song had me thinking about Peter and Paul and Isaiah in this reading. And this was the song, the line, "If only I was less like I am and more like I could be." This wasn't at all about the Bible. This, I think the song was, it was a, you know, if I was less like I am and more like I could be, she'd still be here, but she's long gone. I don't remember I think Pat Donahue was doing the song. I think it's a great line, though. Isn't that what Isaiah was saying when he found himself in the presence of the Lord in the temple? If only I was less like I am and more like I could be. Isn't that what Paul said when he was knocked to the ground and realized that he needed to change sides and start proclaiming Christ as Lord? If only I was less like I am and more like I could be. And isn't that what Peter said when he suddenly saw his boat filled with fish and his heart filled with fear in the presence of Jesus, who he knew to be the Messiah? If only I were less like I am and more like I could be. I don't know about you, but I find some personal resonance in that line myself. If only I were less like I am and more like I could be. And thanks be to God through Jesus Christ that I have been called into deeper water to become more who I could be, more who I really am, a child of God, a disciple of Jesus, a person who has been saved from sinking through God's most amazing grace and through the help of others. This story of this call of the first disciples is told by Matthew and Mark and Luke, but only Luke goes into such great detail. Only Luke tells us of this unsuccessful night of fishing, the use of the boat for the pulpit, and then that boatload of fish that they end up leaving at the shore. Only Luke records Jesus' command to Peter to go out, put out into deep water, and let down your nets for a catch. Where is your deep water? Where is Jesus calling you to be less like you are and more like you could be? Maybe it's an invitation from a friend or a family member who really wants to know what God is doing in your life. Maybe it's someone who really needs you to listen to their answer when you say, "How are you?" Maybe it's your deep water is an injustice that you see, but you just haven't had the courage to do anything about it. Where is your deep water? Where is God stretching you to be who you could be? Peter and his companions were minding their own business. Their business was fishing, and they were busy washing their nets and cleaning up their boats after a night of long, hard work. In first century Palestine, on the Sea of Galilee, it was common to fish at night. The nets were less visible to the fish, so they would be able to get a bigger catch. They would catch the fish at night, clean them to take them to the market early in the morning for sale that day. These fishermen were exhausted from their hours of unsuccessful work, but not so tired that they weren't listening to this new popular preacher from Nazareth. And when Jesus requested the use of Peter's boat, that sounded like an easy job. Just pull off a little bit out into the shallow water and sit there. so that Jesus' voice could resound across that little bit of water to the crowds of people on the shore. I find it rather interesting that Luke does not give us one word of the sermon. We don't know what Jesus said that allowed Peter and James and John to give up everything and follow him. It's true that in this situation, actions speak louder than words. We're told what they saw, but not what they heard. Suddenly Jesus comes up with this idea, you know, oh, use that boat for a pulpit. And after the sermon is finished, Peter and Jesus out in the boat, he has this surprising suggestion, this request, put out into deep water and put your nets down for a catch. Now, Peter tried to be polite. After all, he was the experienced fisherman, Jesus not. Master, we've worked all night long and we've caught nothing. He was probably thinking, but didn't ask. And you don't know anything about fishing these waters. You're not from here. You don't know what it's like to fish all night. You're a carpenter. What do you know about fish? He doesn't say that. But he also realizes that his methods have failed completely, so maybe there is something in this. So he puts out into deep water. And he says that sentence that changed the entire direction of his life. It wasn't shouted. It was not even said with conviction. It was probably just mumbled in quiet resignation. If you say so, I'll do it. Jesus comes into the middle of our lives. Comes in to our lives where we work, where we live, at the beach, in the classroom, at the hospital, in the office, in our kitchen. Jesus comes and asks us to do that one thing. That one little thing that's out of our comfort zone, out of our ordinary kinds of things. It just doesn't seem to fit. It's not our ordinary routine. It's that deep water. Where is your deep water? Where is God stretching you? What's that one odd request that you hear? Maybe it's someone asking you to join a Bible study and share your ideas, or teach Sunday school, or serve coffee. Maybe it's talking about your faith with a neighbor or a colleague who has hit a difficult spot in their life. Maybe it's extending a hand, not just a check, to help the poor. Jesus comes into our lives, into our everyday lives, time and time again, with simple requests to go deeper. You feel that tug. Go deeper with him. Another thing about Jesus' request to Peter is that it comes at a time of disappointment, at a time of failure in his life, a really down time. We've worked all night long and have caught nothing. They didn't just have a small catch. They caught nothing. That's their livelihood. Their business. We didn't get anything. We didn't make any money today. We worked all night and caught nothing. I know that feeling sometimes. I bet you do too. We work hard with meager response, meager results. And Jesus knows that. And he comes and he asks us for even more. Isn't that when Jesus needs to come to us? when we're in need, when we're sensing the futility of it all. It's not when we feel in control, when we're basking in the light of success, but when we're in those places of failure and sin and confusion and disappointment. Jesus comes to us when we get that bad diagnosis or bad news, and we only know how to cry. That's when Jesus calls out to us from our shallow waters and invites us to come into the deeper water with him. Jesus invited Peter to fish in the deeper water. He invited him to be less like himself and more like he could be. God knows exactly who we are. He knows exactly who he created us to be. We are made in his image with the capacity to know him and love him and serve him as his sons and daughters. He knows what we could be. And he invites us to come out of the shallow waters. We spend much too much time paddling around in the murky waters of our disappointment, tired after so much work and so little to show for it. And Jesus is always inviting us to come to the deeper water, to come deeper in faith, to get to know him at a deeper level. He's calling us to follow him, to trust in the abundant life that he has in store for us, and that abundant grace that is being poured out for us when we leave that shallow water and go deeper with him. If only I were less like I am and more like I could be. We can respond to that invitation, to trust in that invitation from Jesus, to put out into deeper water and there find the abundance of grace. Amen.